1019 BT and Sound Law, the fam.
Clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
All right, BT and Sal. Here on the fans, 12:31. All right, so let's just get into this. Now, if you listen to the station, you know, and I heard it yesterday as well. I just want to set this up before I pull my guy Hoff into it, who is plotting something ridiculous today. I would advise against it, but we'll see if he adheres to my advice. So, Evan has never smoked pot. As a matter of fact, neither has Sal. I guess a lot of people haven't. That's cool. All right. So, for some reason, Evan said yesterday, and I guess I missed the context, and this is where, now, I know it now. I didn't know it yesterday, because I turned the radio on when I got in my car. And I'm going to have Hoff fill in the blanks, but I hear Evan talking about with Tiki and the other lunatics about taking a gummy and doing a Rico. I'm like, well, and then of course Evan said like 10 times, like he's impressing us, like, oh, I never smoked pot. All right, we get it, dude. You never smoked pot. You don't have to tell us over and over. Great, you didn't smoke pot. I'm like, why is this guy? So he's never smoked, which is fine, and he wants to take a gummy and put himself out there publicly, where if he says the wrong thing, he could get fired. And for somebody who doesn't do drugs and is on the air live with that going through his body, even though he's a well-intentioned, good-hearted person, he could say the wrong thing, which could lead to a demise in his career. Why would he possibly contemplate this? All right, Hoff, jump in. And then you kind of told me why you guys are thinking about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, on the Rico Brugna, we've done a lot of episodes because we're nuts, and somehow we got to episode 420, which will be airing at some point in time later tonight.
420.
420.
Okay.
So we had a couple emailers that said and suggested you have to celebrate it. And by doing it, you guys should take gummies. So Evan and I had discussed it, and we think it's a great idea. Because we've done, now, let's be fair. I know that you're saying, you know, be careful what you say. We've done drunk Ricos before. We've done Ricos where we've been, you know, under the influence.
Okay, I know that. I've heard that. I'm sure you guys were a little bit buzzed the night that you got Soto, you know, four knuckleheads nuts.
That night, not particularly. No. We've had episodes where he's on vacation, and we decide, you know what, today we're going to get a little wasted and have some good times.
Okay, now, all right, let me fill in my pieces here. Being a little buzzed is different than being a little high. Number one, and I want you to answer this. When you're drunk, you're not paranoid. I don't know if you get a little paranoid when you're high. Some people do. Fill in these blocks in a moment. The other thing, too, is, you know, generally you know how many, all right, say if you're a vodka guy or if you're a Surfside guy or a Scotch guy or whatever, Peroni beer, you know what the threshold is of how many it takes as you cross the threshold again of getting a little fun and a little loose and irresponsible. The thing about gummies is that you don't. And that's why Snoop always says, I don't bleep with gummies because there's no off button. So what could happen is you guys can take a gummy today and I got to find out how many milligrams, and I need some more answers in a minute. You guys can take the gummy and it can hit you and you cannot control things and you're in the middle of a live pod and you are out of your minds high. Does that sound fun?
Yes. It does, because I'm an idiot, and I like doing stupid things.
He says yes.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I think that would terrify me.
Listen, I'm not telling you that I'm ecstatic about it, but again, I'm a paranoia type of guy, too. So this is going to definitely bring out the pessimist in me. The Mets are going to win 60 games this season. I'm going to go on the record saying it probably 1,000 times. I mean, Alonso's going to go to the Dodgers. Uh-huh. I'm going to say the dumbest things
all
in the world.
All things that will be held against you, by the way, with drops moving forward.
And that's okay. But on the other hand, too, it's Rico Brugna 420. We're going to label it. Everyone's going to know the deal. So
right,
it's kind of like we got a little bit of a, you know.
I got you. I got, now again, this morning, we had already had our meeting, right? This is a true story. Hand to bye bye. I swear to God, my hand is up in the air. I swear this happened. It is after our show meeting, and I'm back in our studio from our office, and I'm going through some notes. We're getting ready for the start of the show. And Hoff comes in. He's like, dude, you got any gummies? I thought he said gum. First, I thought he said gum. And I'm like, well, and I was kind of reading something. I was a little distracted. I'm like, wait, what do you need? He's like, do you have any gummies on you? I'm like, no, why would I have gummies? Gummies? Like weed gummies? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no, why? And he told me. Now, first of all, if you're going to do this, which for the record, I wouldn't advise. I wouldn't. Now, if you do it more frequently, you told me, because then we had to talk about this off the air, you told me you get paranoid. Like, you're going down a road that is dangerous for your career.
I know the road, though. I've been there before.
All right. How long? When was the last time you navigated that road? About a year or so ago? It's been a year since you took a gummy. You get paranoid when you take gummies, and you're going to take a gummy and put yourself out there to maybe say the wrong things. I wouldn't do it. Just as your friend, I wouldn't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't be a sucker. Don't be soft. Smoke a blunt. Light it up.
Do it the real way. Listen. See, yes. But yes, you're taking it two different ways. I don't smoke. I don't smoke anymore.
Like, What's the big damn deal? Well, if you take a gummy or a few hits of a pre-roll?
Well, because it's a different thing. Like, Evan, I know, has never smoked in his entire life, so he's not. A gummy is safer. Yeah, it's cleaner. Like, I'm not.
Okay. All right, I got you on that.
We're not doing that. Listen, it's honestly a gummy. It's not that bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
I know.
I don't mind gummies once in a while. I'm a responsible adult. I have no problem
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
But I don't go on the air. First of all, I don't do it that often. And when I do, I don't go on the air. But I sit in my backyard and put the fire pit on, like I texted you the other night.
Podcasting is different than on air here. It is. The rules and regulations are different. But listen, I would suggest this. On Unkillable, you should smoke a blunt for 420.
No. But see, I'm already saying that because that would... No, I'm not looking to mix the two. I'm not looking to do that. It could be episode 840, 420 times two, and I'm still not interested in getting high and doing work. I might be interested in getting high and having fun.
But that is... But
that's torment.
Are you telling me that you don't have... See, that's the difference. No. Listen, Evan and I, and I'm not going to say that everyone has to be like this, but we do 1,000 Ricos, it feels like.
I know.
And we just keep on punching them out, and we kind of have fun doing it. So this is just kind of another level of chilling.
Mad respect, actually. I'm really doing, like, mad respect there. I think it's a little cavalier only because you're not used to it. If you said you could have 3 shots of tequila, yeah, go for it, man. If you told me you were going to do bat races, go for it. If you told me you were going to tap the keg and do keg stands, go for it.
Yeah, well, I've done that too.
But your body is not used to THC pumping through it.
It's not a problem.
How many milligrams? That's another important
question.
That
I don't know.
If you tell me 5, then you're a complete wuss. Because you're too...
Hold on a second. So now it's got to be a certain amount of... Don't do it, but if you do it, you got to do it more.
Well, if you got to do it right. I mean, how many pounds? I know you lost weight. What are you, 310? What do you weigh?
Something like that, yeah.
So you're a big boy, right? 5 milligrams for you is like having a grain of salt for a dog.
No, but it's okay. Listen, we're still doing it. We're partaking in the 420.
What the hell happened to Evan? Evan used to be the straight shooting sportscaster, Evan and Joe, Bad Joe and Evan back in the day. I mean, Carton turned him into a lunatic.
He's a nutball now. But listen,
all nutballs.
I appreciate the fact that Evan is buying into all this too.
I do too.
Again, he's the one who came up with the drunk Rico idea. We've had 2 or 3 of those. And it's not like a sip here or there. Like, we go in there, trash.
But you've been drunk 1,000 times in your life. How many times you've been high?
Well, listen, I've been under the influence many times in my life in general. If you're talking about, listen, I know that alcohol is different than
very,
gummies.
Very.
But still, it's still a different, listen.
Listen, we got to take some calls on some of the other stuff. I would love to get some opinions on what these guys are doing. Hop, do me a favor. Actually, don't, because Hop's answering the phones. You know what? I'll do it. I'm going to have a little fun. I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to go through the lineup, and I'm going to try to take a guess if I think they've ever tried it. Okay? I'm going to start with Boomer and Gio. Boomer, no. Although I think Boomer would be hysterical to hang out with on gummies. Gio, I know for a fact, has. He didn't like the experience. Boomer and Gio. Boomer, no. Gio has. I know Sal's never tried it. Can you imagine Sal on gummies? Can you imagine that? It would be either the most amazing hang, and I would kind of gravitate to that, or you'd have to get fitted for a straitjacket because he'd send you to the insane asylum. All right, me, you know where I stand on that. Evan has taken a half a gummy, but he's never smoked a joint. I'm sure Marash has. I don't want to speak for him, but yeah. I'm sure that Loogie has. I've hung out with Tiki in my backyard with our wife, so I'll just say that Tiki's had a little fun in his day. Who else? I would guess that Keith has. I would guess that C-Mac has. Who am I missing here, Dove? You're hearing the names as I'm going out loud. I would say that our boss, Chris Olivero, has not.
Moose.
I would say that Moose has. I would say that, I don't know for sure, I would say that Moose has. I would say that our new
Richard Neer, our new PD,
Ryan Hurley, has. Richard Neer. Hey, he's a big rock and roll guy. I'm sure he smoked a few dubs back in the day. How about John Sterling? I'd have to say yeah. How about Susan? I'd probably say yeah. How about Howie Rose? I'd probably say yeah. Come on, throw names at me.
Let's Ricky go. Ricardo.
I'd say yeah. I know Ricky partied in Miami.
It might be easier to find people that haven't
That's
done it.
True. That's true.
So Evan, Sal.
And by the way, is before you knew Sal, like really knew him, like you know, and like we both know him now, that's the last guy that you would think has never tried it.
Right.
Right?
I think that he's been a wild man, but I guess I was wrong.
Isn't that amazing? That's such the opposite of what I would have thought. Any other names? I don't want to forget anybody.
Jerry and Al.
I would say that... Jerry, I love Jerry. Jerry's a little straight with certain things. I could see Jerry maybe trying like a gummy for back pain. Maybe Al for his osteoporosis. but he was also back in the rock and roll scene a little bit. I would say that Al has tried a joint. I would say Jerry has not tried a joint, but he's tried a gummy. That's my guess. Eddie Scazzeri, I would say yeah. I would almost say definitely to that.
The Preston?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say CeeLo's probably had a little fun and dabbled. Nothing crazy. Probably more like me. Responsible, but, you know, there you go. All right. That was interesting. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's that? Yeah, no, I got you. Thank you very much on that, Dove. Get back to the calls here. I mean, what is Evan thinking about doing? Smooth it out. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 1249. Sal is out as he will have that eye sliced open, finally get to see things clearly. So he's off today, he's off tomorrow, but obviously we're doing what we do. Good luck, Sal. And listen, he was worried about it. I kind of felt bad after a while. I was just making fun of him, like, dude, it's not a big deal. But he was genuinely nervous. Maybe he should take some gummies because that'll calm him down. And that's what some of these guys are plotting doing today. It really is amazing, and I wanted some of you to weigh in on this. And we'll get back to the Boone stuff, the Yankee stuff, the Pete Alonso Met re-engagement stuff. I'll do a little St. John's next hour as well. But Hoff, and it wasn't just me. You know, Hoff is walking around the station right now asking for gummies like Pookie walking around back in the day looking for the crack pipe. He's asking everybody. Dude, you got gummies? Dude, you got gummies? Dude, the only thing he doesn't have is white stuff on his mouth. Like Pookie. He really is ridiculous. So,
well, in my defense, I didn't want to make a big expense for this. I thought it was going to be simple, easy,
yeah.
And it's backfired so far.
No, so far he is gummy-less. Rob's in Hawthorne. What's going on, Robbie? How you doing today?
Yo, what's up, BT? Yo. What's up, Pete? Listen, I was just listening in. I know it's a family show, so.
Yeah, be careful.
But I was there the night that Pete first tried that stuff.
What?
And we're all hanging out, and Pete reminded me when I called in that we played this game called Chicago. I was the responsible one tonight, so I didn't do anything.
Okay.
But I did drive Pete home in his old brown station wagon, because who knows what would have happened to him if I wasn't the responsible one.
Yeah.
And the next day, he called me up to give me grief because I parked in his neighbor's driveway. Dude, you blocked my neighbor's driveway. They were wondering why my car was parked there. I was like, thanks a lot. For, you know, like, you're welcome for getting you home safely. But I was there. Pete is a lot of fun, and yeah. I'll be listening on the 420 Rico.
Whoa.
Definitely, for sure. Wishing I was there with him.
Oh, so we got a vote, so they should do it there. That's good. Now, so you obviously know Rob. How old were you guys? Like high school, 17, 18?
I think I just around senior year of high school.
Senior year of high school. Okay. Wow. All right. So they want this to happen. John's right here in Manhattan. What's up, John? How you doing today? John, what's going on, John? All right, John is not ready. We will drop John. We'll go to Anthony in Freehold. Ant, what's happening?
BT,
yes.
I always say, I'm like, BT's the best guy on this show, and I know why. Because when you said to Hoff, you're like, you got to just smoke a blunt, man. I mean, that's speaking my language. I'm like, this guy's the man.
Well,
so,
you know, you got to go old school sometimes. You got to sometimes.
We're going 40. Old school, bro. I know, I'm 40, I know, so I'm just laughing because I'm not a gummy guy per se, I get it.
Yep.
I think it gives you a different feel, but I will agree with you. If you're not a person that smokes a lot or does that, you really should go on the kind of calm, because it definitely puts you in a different perspective. I could just imagine how the show's going to go when they're both on them, but Oh. I mean, I can't wait to hear it. So.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Ant. The more I think about this, I was trying to dissuade them from doing it. Now I think I got to make them do it. Or I can't make them do it, but certainly persuade them to do it. Because, yeah, I guess I was thinking about this from a friend perspective, trying to help them out. Now I'm just thinking from an entertainment perspective. That'd be the best content they've ever put out. And I know that the pod's pretty good. Oh, my God. They're actually thinking about doing this. My goodness gracious. Wow. Yeah, this is a topic I never thought we'd really talk about much. Not to this extent. Like, yeah, it comes up, and you know, I have to laugh. Like, it is such a different day. God, when I was young, like, it was just, you know, marijuana was scorned, and I wasn't into it when I was young at all. I was an athlete, whatever. You know, and I'm a responsible adult now, so selectively pick some spots where I have a little bit of fun. Not driving, not going anywhere. You know, but geez, I mean, the last thing I would want to do is put myself out there publicly like these lunatics are actually proactively trying to do. Melvin's out east on Long Island. What up, Melvin? How you doing?
Hey, T, how you doing?
I'm okay. What's going on, Melvin?
Long time listener, first time caller, so I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it.
I am calling for a little insight on this discussion. You know, I've had my fair share of both.
Okay.
And for somebody who doesn't do it or a first timer, I recommend Evan actually smokes instead of the gummy because it is, you know, more of a head high and, you know, that's where you get more of the laughter.
Mm.
If he takes the gummy, that's the body high. That's going to react him even harder.
Well, not if he takes the sativa, right? He'd still be laughing it up a little bit on the sativa, no?
Yeah, but the thing is, it hits your bloodstream a lot quicker than from smoking. So it affects your body much more than your head, like smoking.
Yeah, but
so
don't you...
To me, I think if he's looking for the giggles and all that, yes, the smoking is the better aspect of it.
Yeah, but I don't think he... he's not going to do that. Thanks for the call there, Melvin. And I guess I agree. But, like, when you smoke, like, it hits you like, boom. And... I mean, that could be hysterical watching it, or that could be the end of Evan. I mean, quite frankly, the gummy is more of a slow, methodical. Yeah, I guess more of a body high, slow, methodical kind of leads you into it. Like, I don't think even if it's really strong, and like they're not going to take a 20 milligram. Geez, so it would be more popular than Friends at its height or Cheers. But so, like, say if they take a 10. At least there's like a little teeny tiny walk up to it where they could kind of have their bearings. I don't think that they would be unhinged. Whereas if they smoked, like say 5 minutes into the show, all right, we're going to do it. It's our 420th episode. That's why we're even talking about this, because these crazy people, Evan and Hoff from the Rico, are thinking about to celebrate and commemorate their 420th podcast, which obviously 420, you know what that means, symbolism behind it. They want to get high with gummies. Now, Evan's never smoked. Hoff has. He doesn't want to anymore. And I agree that they shouldn't smoke. I don't even think they should really take the gummies. But if they did smoke, then it would be, the lid would be off and it would be mayhem. I think it would be worse. I think they would lose their bleep more with that than if they just took a gummy. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, because sometimes the gummy could creep up on you, but I don't know. I got to see this. All right, BT and Sal, minus Sal. Sal is going in for surgery right about now, so we wish my partner well. You'll be fine. The vision will be much better when he gets back. All right, so we'll get back to the baseball topics, and got to do a little St. John's here. Got you till 2, then it's Evan and Tiki on the Fan.